As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Finally strike that W column Sunday in New York City. Now try to strike the victory column here on home ice as he welcomes you to Leafs Nation pregame. Gord Stellick, Mark Osborne here at Air Canada Center previewing tonight's game between the Toronto Maple Leafs, Colorado Avalanche. Of course, all the action right here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and the Leafs Radio Network. And Ozzy, a lot of storylines to talk about tonight as far as taking on the Avalanche, but certainly far different from as we did Leafs Nation pregame before the Ranger game, about going 0-3. Coaches got fired when they went 0-3. Guys like Mark Osborne got traded to Winnipeg when they went 0-3 years ago. So what the doctor ordered was a perfect Thanksgiving gift.
Yeah, it certainly was, Gord. I mean, a sigh of relief. And it just goes to show you how quickly things can change. Certainly things were not looking very good as you headed into New York after game number two. Start the season 0-2, but a real good effort in New York. I think everybody would agree. Right from the opening faceoff, I thought the Kadri Lupul and Daniel Winnick, who got moved up to the right side on that line. Kozin goes back to the fourth line. I thought they provided some good energy, and everybody really skated well in that first period. And anytime you get off the schneid, so to speak, which Phil Kessel on the top line, all three of them scored, 7 points among them. There were a lot of good things to look at as we look back on that game on Sunday night.
And we'll talk about certainly one of the more pleasant surprises last year, that being the young and exciting Colorado Avalanche team, who picked up an important win for themselves yesterday afternoon in Boston, and also countdown on the Toronto Maple Leafs side. But, you know, chatting with our friend Chris Johnston from Sportsnet, sportsnet.ca, just a few minutes ago, it is interesting. Here we are, the fourth game of the season, and there's almost the somewhat, I don't say predictable, but same old storylines as last year. I wouldn't say a goaltending controversy, but James Reimer back in goal again tonight as Jonathan Bernier hasn't really done the job so far. And lo and behold, Jake Hardner, a healthy scratch the other game.
Yeah, you know what, and we'll, you know, remains to be seen whether Gardner is in fact a healthy scratch. And I almost sometimes look at this and say, why are we talking about, you know, Jake Gardner being a healthy scratch?
Did you see the cover of the Toronto Sun today?
I did. Gardner under the construction. Yes, it took me a while to get here this evening.
Well, it took you a while to get what the headline was about. I had to explain it to you.
But, you know what, there is no controversy in my, estimation when it comes down to the goaltending situation. Bernier, I think, has looked very average at best in the first two losses. And James Reimer went into New York and played fantastic. I mean, he was really, really solid. So with that combined win that you have as a team, why are you then taking James out of the lineup and putting Jonathan Bernier? Reward the guy who got the job done for you, and I think that's what this hockey club's all about. Reward the guys who have played well for you in the previous match.
And I agree with you on the goaltending side, because certainly James Reimer, if Jonathan Bernier thinks he's not being declared the de facto number one goaltender by Randy Carlyle, keep in mind last year when James Reimer played that game, and he's always very forthcoming and professional after the game, and when some reporters said, Randy said he played just okay, and the look on his face. So anyway, they've been through it before. Reimer's the right decision to go to tonight. Now, you heard on the update before, a lot of people feeling that Jake Gardner will be a healthy scratch tonight. They have not announced anything officially. They've got extra guys on the ice right now. You seem to have a feeling from being around the team today, you were getting positive vibes from Jake Gardner. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know what? I walked out of the building after the pregame skates, and Riley and Jake, I mean, they live together. They enjoy each other's company. They've been partners together. They walked out of the building together.
Defense partners.
Yes, and, there was a jump to both of their steps. They were very engaging, and, you know, for me, that was just a little indication that maybe Gardner is in the lineup. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, let's see how the lineup card really does fill itself out rather than these inside scoops, which oftentimes I think sometimes people do get it wrong.
What? Which inside scoop is this? You detecting jump in a step, you're considering that the inside scoop? Or other people saying Jake Gardner's out, who did not get to see him walk out of the building?
I'm not suggesting either or. I mean, I'm okay if Gardner's in or he's out. It really doesn't matter to me.
Okay, who would you sit out if Jake's in the lineup tonight? Would it be right to sit Robota out? In fact, he only played about 12 minutes on Saturday, and say he's coming back from an injury, and you're doing a little bit of rotation that way. Stuart Percy, Is he the guy when three consecutive assists? I mean, do you ride the young guy, or do you say this is part of your apprenticeship?
Well, you know what? That probably would be the way to go, that you say this is part of your apprenticeship. Yes, you've had three terrific starts to the season. Don't look at this as a demotion. And yet, you know what? It's just part of your development, how we decide to spot you along the course of this season. So I would be okay with that. But at the end of the day, I'd be surprised if, in fact, Stu Percy, who started, you know, with three consecutive assists in his three games, over 20 minutes, and looks very comfortable on the ice. Why do you take him out of the lineup?
Well, we'll come back. We'll talk about the Leafs side. Also, the Avalanche side. You know, it was a year ago, Ozzie, when they came here and really, I mean, impressed everybody. That's when it was like the fourth or fifth game of the season. I was surprised in looking back that it was only a 2-1 win for the Avalanche. For some reason, I thought they won by a larger margin. I think the Leaf goaltending was excellent that night, but that was the first snippet we saw of this great young team they turned out to be last year.
Well, a great young team. They were last in the Western Conference in the shortened season 2 seasons ago, and going 52-22-8, 112 points. That caught everybody by surprise, the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. And, yeah, that was all about, I think, exceeding anybody's personal expectations of what the Avalanche did. And now you're going to see in year number 2, I heard the analytical department is saying, you know what team is going to take a step back this year? It's going to be Colorado. I go, really? I mean, I don't need analytics to tell me they're going to take a step back. I mean, to try to duplicate what you did last year, it's almost going to be unfathomable that they can actually get to 112 points once again.
Well, a tough start they had to last night's win in Boston. We'll talk about them when we come back. We'll hear from James Van Riemsdyk, one of the stars in Sunday's game, and also head coach Randy Carlyle. He'll talk a little bit about his somewhat controversy on defense, the Jake Gardner and Stuart Percy saga. That's when we come back with more of Leafs Nation pregame. Gord Stellick, Mark Osborne with you. You're listening to Leafs Nation pregame from Air Canada Centre on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
If you're looking for exhilaration, you've found it. Whether cruising the road with a Can-Am Spyder, pounding trails with...
That little speaker on your phone doesn't stand a chance. Subscribe to the Brady and Walker podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, on demand. We'll give you the before and after picture. It starts here with Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Welcome back to Leafs Nation pregame. Gord Stellick, Mark Osborne here at Air Canada Centre getting set for tonight's game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Colorado Avalanche. All the action tonight on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Leafs Radio Network. Ozzie, before we talk a bit about the Colorado Avalanche, what are you seeing on the rushes right now that might give some insight about whether Jake Gardner is in or out?
Well, you know what? If you go by the rushes, you would say Jake Gardner is out of the lineup tonight because he took none of the line rushes. And interesting enough, you had Stefan Robida, who has played the first three games with Dion Phaneuf, taking rushes with Morgan Rielly, and Phaneuf was paired up with Cody France, and Stuart Percy remains with Roman Polak.
Okay, we'll, of course, get the official confirmation in a few minutes' time, but as Ozzie mentioned about Jake Gardner's status, looks like, as we mentioned earlier, he's likely the healthy scratch again for a second consecutive game. Colorado Avalanche side, now they haven't lost in Toronto since March 20th, 2004, so we're going back to before. Two lockouts ago was the last time they lost in Toronto. That was a 5-2 score.
Well, do you want to say that they've only played here 4 times in the last 10 years? How about saying that?
It's more impressive. Talk about 2004. Okay. We're talking 10 years. Okay. Talking 10 years. Interesting today, we're down for the morning skates. And they got whacked, shut out twice by the Minnesota Wild. Big win yesterday afternoon in Boston. Yet an optional skate for Colorado today. Hardly any guys here. And Patrick Waugh isn't big on over-practicing the team. And also with them being in Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, he knows it's going to be a media circus. A lot of Ontario kids. So he gave basically nobody was here today, which kind of surprised me.
Yeah, you know what? Semyon Varlamov, who will get the start for the Avs in net, was on the ice, though, taking a few shots with a couple of the guys that did not play yesterday in Boston. By the way, it was a 1 o'clock start yesterday in Boston. And Daniel Breer scores with 0.4 seconds left in that game to secure the win for the Colorado Avalanche. But, yeah, it's not surprising, Gordon, when you play back-to-back games that the morning skate, you might keep your team away, get them early here, get some stretching, go for a walk, whatever it is. It's all all about how you prepare when you come to the rink in the evening, no matter what.
Avalanche as well. You had a list there last year of, like, you talk about balanced scoring, which is something the Leafs are vying to get again this year, had in the lockout season, but also youthful scoring. The one guy that was the oldest was Paul Stastny, who moved on at the end of the season.
Yeah, they had 520 goal scorers in the lineup, and I was talking to Jim Ralph also just about strength up the middle for the Colorado Avalanche. Matt Duchene led the Avs in scoring last year. He had 23 goals and 70 points. Ryan O'Reilly had 28 goals. That led the Avs. He's one of their centermen. And how about Nathan MacKinnon? I mean, he's no slouch. NHL Calder Trophy winner. He had 24 goals, 64 points. And then throw their 21-year-old captain, Gabriel Landeskog, who's had 65 points on 26 goals. That's some pretty good youthfulness that comes to play night in and night out.
Do you think they were right in then going to get some veteran presence this year? Danny Briere, who you just mentioned, scoring 0.4 of a second left. Jerome McGinley and Brad Stewart. I mean, you try to add to the mix, and sometimes maybe you should have left the mix alone.
Yeah, you know what? Interesting for me with bringing Daniel Briere. I mean, he only got, 13 goals, 12 assists last year in Montreal with kind of limited duty. And you wonder with all that, firepower up front as far as youth goes, where do you fit a guy in like Daniel Briere?
I guess late in the game.
Yeah, so can he play on your top two lines? But he has one of those intangible things if you've watched Briere during the course of his career. Very good on the power play, and he is a clutch performer when you mentioned just the fact late in the game. He's got that uncanny ability. You know, Jerome McGinley, I still have a lot of time for 560 goals, over 1,100 points, 37 years old. I mean, he's a competitor, and, interesting enough, he was one of the guys who played against Patrick Roy. He had at least a dozen games against Patrick during his career. So how ironic that now you play for a guy that you used to play against. Must be an interesting pregame speech that those two guys have.
Well, it's funny. Patrick Roy was never really a media-friendly guy when he played. And he walked the walk running his junior team. And I did, apparently as well, when scouts came to visit, they came to scout his team, he would then invite them downstairs, have some pizza, go over the video about things, or give them his report on guys on his own team promoting them, or other guys from the Quebec Junior League. He was incredibly cooperative with media and other scouts and very respectful of their jobs. And that's why I think last year caught a lot of people by surprise, this new kinder, gentler public figure that Patrick Roy become. He understood he had to change his makeup and persona to be a coach or be in management.
Well, I'm not sure he necessarily has changed his passion for the game. I mean, how competitive a guy that he is. I was most impressed last year, Gord, when the Avs did come here and watched them practice the day before. And Patrick was on the ice and skating up through the drills and giving instructions to his defensemen about how to move the puck. And he doesn't use a whistle. He's got a very loud
pitch
here by
tonight.
Himself, right? And, but he's very engaged with his players. And, if we look at, some of the upcoming coaches or a new way of coaching, I mean, Patrick Roy, I think, caught everybody by surprise of how engaged he is. And I think it's been a perfect fit, obviously, with the young players and his passion being a former Colorado Avalanche as well.
How do you get that great whistle? He's got that great wolf whistle. He makes sure, you'll hear him from the bench about line changes and that. We'll hear on the other side, though. We'll hear from Maple Leaf coach Randy Carlisle when we come back. But also beforehand, but the big line got going on Sunday, and a big shorthanded goal from James Van Riemsdyk. Here he is getting set for tonight's game, talking to our own illustrious Matt Brown.
So James, obviously for you guys, Sunday is the first win, but for the top line, you guys combined for 7 points. And for the first two games, what was it that just started to click for you guys on Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, again, we didn't get too many chances to play in games, I don't think, earlier in the preseason, just because guys dealing with injuries and that sort of thing. But, it just seemed we were a little out of sync the first two games, and we got a little more of that timing back, I think. So, again, we did some good things in the power play, but we still can do some more. We can still do better, although we did some good things 5-on-5, we could still do better 5-on-5, so I think there's still room for us to improve.
In three games, you a close one that ends on a fluky goal, and then one that you'd like to have back against Pittsburgh, and then one that you dominate in New York. Three different games for you guys. What can you take from all three of them to put together a complete one against Colorado?
Yeah, that's the key, is finding that consistency, and I think we've shown in glimpses what we're capable of doing when we play the right way and play the way we want to play. So that's what we'll have to try to find a way to unlock, is just play that way consistently for full games.
You mentioned at the top line you guys need to get timing and everything back. There's a lot of new faces on this team to start the short training camp now at the new CBA. These three games, is it this team getting more comfortable with each other now you see them on the ice?
Yeah, I think, again, early in the season there's always a little bit of that feeling out process, I think, as far as guys kind of settling into their roles and that sort of thing. But, yeah, we got to just play the right way, play hard, and put the effort in, and then the rest it usually takes care of itself.
The Avalanche are the fourth straight team you guys start against that were a playoff team last year. You know what they were like. They had a surprise year. What is it that you expect from them tonight?
We know they play a fast game. They got a lot of youth and skill up front, and they're a strong team, and they show with their season last year. So, again, we're going to have to be ready to play tonight.
There's James Van Riemsdyk fielding the hard-hitting questions from our own Matt Brown, getting set for tonight's game. Ozzie, when we come back, we'll hear from Randy Carlisle as well. You got to come up with your keys to the game. You all set for that?
I certainly do, Gord. I've been thinking them all day.
Sounds good. We'll be back with more Leafs Nation pregame. Gord Stellick, Mark Osborne with you on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
It's the only time you have control of Bob McCowan.
Let's go!
Subscribe to Primetime Sports Podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, on demand. Warm up for the game with Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Welcome back to Air Canada Centre. Gord Stellick, Mark Osborne here with Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network, getting set for the puck drop in about 15 minutes' time. We'll turn it over to Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph for that. Of course, the game against the Colorado Avalanche. And, Mark, we've talked about big win for the Maple Leafs and also some interesting decisions made by Randy Carlisle and to be made for it by Randy Carlisle. Here he is talking about Jake Gardner and Stuart Percy about the decisions about not playing Jake the other night. And he starts off talking about Jake Gardner and then moves to Stuart Percy.
Jake Gardner said you and him talked and you both agreed that the game wasn't where it should be. But if he doesn't get in tonight, it's just a matter of not changing a hot lineup when it's working.
Well, those are coaches' decisions that you have to deal with. They're not easy ones. And, you know, we feel that we have a quality hockey player that can play to a higher level. And he agrees with that. So to me, that's end of story.
Will he play tonight?
That's a coach's decision, and we'll make that lineup decision after warm-up.
What does Jake, when he does get back in, what would you like to see him do better?
Play better.
I guess, Randy, moving forward, depth at the position, it's a good thing.
Well, we've said right from the beginning that we were going to create competition for positions. So that just doesn't go to our defensemen. It goes to our forwards. It goes to our goaltending. If they compete for the position and they earn it, it's a novel concept.
With Stuart Percy and his hockey sense, such an intelligent player, when you talk about that, what plays stand out? Is it the simple thing?
Well, just making plays with the puck and reading where the forechecking is coming from, exiting the zone on one pass, you know, finding the guy on the side on the power play, you know, executing to a higher level than most people do. You know, he has the ability to read situations and get the puck to people. When you review it, he does it more consistently than some other people.
Is that just a feel for the game that he's got, that he can just kind of look at?
I think it's a feel for the game. It's a comfort zone. I think if you look at what he was able to do in the history of where he's come from, and junior hockey, and then the American Hockey League, he's just transferring that into the NHL right now. And that's a challenge to be consistent doing it.
Well, Randy Carlisle talking about being competitive for jobs when you don't make the playoffs. Dave Nonis has said the same such thing. And, you know, when you're talking about Jake Gardner and Stuart Percy, if he's sitting out a younger guy in Jake Gardner, he's playing an even younger guy in Stuart Percy. And 3 points in his first three games, the first Leaf to do that in the first three games of a season in his first career games, that being Stuart Percy.
Yeah, you know what? But if you make the comparison between the two, Gord, I mean, Percy has stood out. He stood out by some of his outlet passes. He's jumped up into the rush. He's not been a liability defensively. And now let's compare Jay Gardner. Jay Gardner's been very indifferent. I mean, defensively, he's been very average at best. If you look at the way that he went into the corner at a key moment in the third period against David Desharnais, he lost the battle. That ended up in the back of your net on the PK Subban goal. So there are those types of things, I think, that the coaches need to look at and certainly be fair to guys who actually have stood out and played fairly and played well. Therefore, Jake Gardner sits again for game number two.
Another guy I should mention, he's got the wire cage off tonight, but David Clarkson was a guy we were trying to figure out for pretty well all 72 games last year after the 10-game suspension to start the season. Three good games in a row. He might want to keep that wire cage on, I think. He goes back to a regular shield for now. That's been a real positive.
It certainly has, and I think it comes with expectations and even getting a defined role. And I think it's really important that you place David Clarkson on a line with Santarelli and Leo Komarov and say, you guys are going to be our quote-unquote third line. We want you to go in there, cycle a puck, get to the front of the net, crash and bang. Keep it simple. We'll throw you out on the odd power play, which they have already. And so instantaneously, obviously scoring a goal gives you a lot more confidence, and that's what we're seeing out of David Clarkson.
Well, for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight, we always get Mark Osborne's keys to victory. The keys to victory are brought to you by the Toronto area Ford dealers. Test drive a Ford Focus, Escape, Edge, or Fusion. Vehicles made for any Canadian season, and swap your ride today. What are we looking tonight, Ozzie?
Well, you know what? Key number one for me is no letdown. After a big victory in New York, I know the tendency is to breathe a sigh of relief, but against a great skating club like Colorado, you can't afford to just rest on your laurels from the great game in New York the other night. Point number two, continue your power play prowess. Easy for me to say. 5-for-12 on the
again?
Season. Power play prowess.
Okay.
It's the big P. 41% on the season. Make them pay when you're on the power play. And then point number three, keep the gap closed, especially defensively through that neutral zone. The likes of Duchesne and Nathan MacKinnon, don't let those guys get started through that neutral zone to play to their strengths. You do those three, chances are we'll go 3-for-3 like the other night in New York.
Okay, so the big three are, again,
no letdown,
yeah.
The emotional aspect, the power play, continue to progress in that aspect and then keep the gap closed through the neutral zone as far as D goes.
On the Maple Leaf side, those are the keys to the game. You know, with Colorado, how much pressure were they feeling before yesterday afternoon's game against Boston, given the fact they hadn't scored a goal in two games against the Minnesota Wild to open the season?
Well, there's no question they were feeling the heat. Talking to Peter McNabb, their color guy here this morning, obviously, it was a wake-up call game number one when they went into Minnesota and got shellacked, 5-0 that first game. They played much, much better at home. They lost 3-0, one being an empty net goal. And then again, yesterday afternoon in Boston, I think it was just a momentum builder. Much like the Maple Leafs, you know, starting 0-2, getting that win yesterday in Boston, that's not an easy building to win in. So, obviously, I think they're coming in, much like the Maple Leafs, on the same mental approach to the game.
And when things go well for the Maple Leafs, you've got to make this building a tough place for opponents to play. And they've done that when they were hot last year and the lockout shortened season. So far 0-for-2 at home. They've got to start getting the kind of efforts like they had in New York in this building.
Yeah, you know what? And it comes to almost simplifying your game. And when you saw a good start, game number one against Montreal, keep the game simple. Get your feet moving. Force these Colorado defensemen to go get the puck. Finish your checks. Make it a real tough team to play against. That's a reputation you built up 2 years ago. Let's get back to that same approach and that same attitude of the visiting team coming in here knowing you're going to have a tough night.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be back, of course, for the intermissions. And update you after 20 minutes, 40 minutes. Be a busy night out-of-town scores. There's 8 games also going on around the NHL, so we'll put you to work with the out-of-town scoreboard. And, of course, right after the game, we'll be back with Leafs Nation postgame. We'll talk to a number of the principals that are involved in tonight's game, hear from head coach Randy Carlyle, and also welcome your phone calls after to talk about, see if the Maple Leafs can possibly win 2 in a row or at least get that first W at home. I'm going to turn it over to Joe Bowen, Jim Ralph. When they come back, they'll have the puck drop and the play-by-play. It's all coming up. The Toronto Maple Leafs, Colorado Avalanche. You've been listening to Leafs Nation pregame. with Gord Stellick and Mark Osborne from Air Canada Centre on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.